Chodesh, everyone. The Olam is on fire, Baruch Hashem, trying to understand halacha, not just to know the facts, but what the meaning behind it is. And there's so many applications, of course, to every halacha that we learn. Sometimes we get the full depth, and sometimes we still need to understand it better. But here we go. Aleph Cheshvan, Siman Hey, Halacha Yud Zayin. So last Seif in Siman Hey. So we learned yesterday about the fact that when a person is not supposed to say words of Kedusha in front of an Elva that's not covered up, that means a certain level of nakedness is one is not permitted to say Davash B'Kedusha. And the whole idea behind it, if you think deeply, is the idea of focus. So that's why a person shouldn't be distracted. A person is in front of a lady, we said, that's not covered properly, they become distracted. Interesting that when the Kitzur mentions a woman davening, she does not have a problem if, for example, she's davening in front of a lady that her hair is not covered. So that would not be a problem. And in fact, even if her hair herself is not covered, halachically, that's not a problem. That's a very important and common question. Next, halacha. So the halacha today in Yud Zayin is besides the idea of cover of not praying in front of or saying davar shebekedusha in front of a nakedness of elva, is the idea that a person has to have what's called a hefsek, something that's mafsek, something that divides between the lave, the heart, and his own elva, his own nakedness. So that means either having very close the underwear or a belt. The idea of a gartel is in order to make sure that there's a division between, it's a very interesting concept in itself, division between the heart and one's nakedness. This does not apply to ladies, interestingly enough, and although some achrayim do say lechatchila that there should be machme, that's the reason why, for example, a woman's in the mikveh, or a woman is just wearing a bathrobe. So when it comes to a man wearing a bathrobe without any belt around it, that would be a good example of an application of this halacha. A person cannot get up in the middle of the night and they're not wearing any shorts or anything like that, just a robe. So they would have a problem of making a bracha on a delicious cup of coffee, unless what they could do is they could hug themselves. If you could hug with your arms, that's considered a barrier between your heart and your erva. When it comes to a lady, that halacha doesn't apply, but lechatchila, already some achronim say that she should, and that's the reason why when a woman's in the mikveh, etc., she does, either she clouds the water by shaking the water a little bit, so therefore it's not, the water is not so clear, or she hugs herself with her arms. That's where this whole thing comes from. But meikadin, that's halacha doesn't apply to ladies. When a woman, for example, is sitting down, for sure she could be totally naked. The Mishnah already teaches us, and halachically she can make brachas. The Baal HaTanya, actually, a good point to mention, says that this halacha, this whole concept of libo reserva, is the rabbanan, not the raisa. And the Mishnah says the same idea, and that therefore, when there's doubts, one can be more lenient. Siman vav halacha aleph, before making a bracha, that means before saying Hashem's name in a bracha. This is an amazing halacha. A person has to know what he's making a bracha. You take a granola bar, and you make pochat Hashem, and then you start looking to see the ingredients. Is it a mezoines or is it adam, etc.? That's lacking in the kavanah of a bracha. Why? Because when you make a bracha, your kavanah has to be very focused already by Hashem's name, as we'll see. It's an amazing experience to say a bracha b'kavanah. So first of all, it says a kitzur, a person should not do anything while he's doing a bracha. Don't be busy even drying one's hands while saying Asher Yatzeh is an interesting question, because some places can say that if it's not distracting at all, it's okay. But really the best thing is to do nothing other than to say the bracha, not, and also the kitzur says not to say too fast, and to be mechaven, most important, with the meaning of the words. Ad kedekach, that the poiskim, I heard this from Scheinberg, although I saw here that Mot Chalio says, but yeah, it's okay. What happens if you hear someone say, Bochat Hashem Mekom Shekona Medvot, on his coffee, and you realize that they said zero kavanah? So I remember from Shemuel Shamring, and I think it's Rabbeinu Yehuda, also Talmid Rabbeinu, that said this idea, that you have to say a bracha again, because the whole point of a bracha is to have kavanah. It's supposed to be transformational. Then the kitzur goes to an incredible quotation from the Lashon from the Sefer Chassidim about the importance that when a person makes a bracha, they should have kavanah of Hashem's name, and how incredible Hashem was mafli chazda. It's kedai to see the entire Lashon of the kitzur of the kindness that Hashem gives to us with all the different foods, and even when we do a mitzvah. Wow, how lucky we are to serve Hashem. Then he goes on to explain that this was actually the claim, the taina of Yeshayo Anavi against even the Chachamim, that they were saying they were doing mitzvahs, and specifically saying brachas, mitzvahs, and nashmul mother, which means where we become doing it out of habit instead of being excited. How excited is a person supposed to be? We'll see in a moment. When a person makes a bracha, the Kitzur himself says in the later versions, not some of the versions, say brachas out loud. That if I recall correctly, the Shlomo also says to do it with a nigun. Next, halacha vav, halacha base. A person's mouth should be clean from spit. That means there shouldn't be too much spit, saliva, etc., or food when making a bracha because of the pasuk, yimole piti lasecha. Our mouth should be filled with Hashem's praise. That's the idea behind this halacha. And that means that as long as you can't speak normally anymore, that's where your mouth is too full. Halacha, last halacha, involved halacha gimel, is shem shamayim levatala. This is also a major topic that the Kitzur says is something that needs chizuk, and that is the following. When a person is saying Hashem's name, if he's not saying it for the sake of a mitzvah, meaning either learning, or shevach, meaning praising Hashem, he should not be saying Hashem's name. That could be not a shayla of lo yisisa Hashem lekecha, that we'll learn tomorrow, but rather a mitzvah, I say that when a person says Hashem's name, you should be in awe. Es Hashem lekecha tira, you should be in a certain state of fear. At kedekach, it says, yizdazu yivor, a person's body should shake. I think they say from the Tashi Rebbe, I never saw make a bracha, but if you look, I think online, his whole body was shaking from saying Hashem's name. So I don't know if we're on that level, but the idea is to make sure when we're saying Hashem's name, whether it's praise or learning, we should be careful to treat it with tremendous respect. And when we do that, we're mekayim a mitzvah saseh. Then he says, the last thing is, a person shouldn't curse his friend or himself with Hashem's name. If a person does that, chas v'shalom, it's chiv malchus. It's allowed to curse someone with Hashem's name or oneself. And even without Hashem's name, or if it's just understood from the statement, that's still an iser. Or lastly, to write Hashem's name on a piece of paper, it causes, and where it's going to be thrown into the garbage, etc., can be a problem, and it could cause anius, poverty. Sometimes we don't realize the little things that can cause poverty, and therefore we should be careful. And one more halacha that the Kitzur teaches us, and that is when a person is about to say Hashem's name, don't say Hashem's name and spit. That means a person has saliva, so a person should get rid of that saliva first and then says Hashem's name, or he kisses the Sefer Torah. He should first remove any of the saliva that he was going to spit. Why? Because it looks disrespectful. Incredible point that the Amor Chaliel says. He quotes the release of Shulchan Aruch, and that is when we say Hashem's name, we should have in mind Adoyim Kol Oretz Hoyo Hoyveviyivi. Every time we say Hashem's name, Adnus, we have the opportunity. The Shlomo Kalbach, everyone knows, used to say master of the world and sing it. But this is something that is halachic. Whenever we say Hashem's name, to think how Yehovah exists, he was, he is, and he will be, and that he's the master of everything. And that will hopefully transform us into different people. Have an amazing day.